This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Children's Hospital Colorado must resume gender-affirming care. That's according to a new ruling from the Colorado State Supreme Court. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
In a 5-2 decision, the state's highest court issued a preliminary injunction saying the hospital has to continue offering gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers or hormone therapy, for patients while a lawsuit filed by several families for transgender youth continues to make its way through the system. Children's and Denver Health cut off care earlier this year. This came after the Department of Health and Human Services threatened hospitals could be removed from federal health care programs like Medicaid if they continued to offer gender-affirming care. In their dissent, the two justices said the majority dismissed the threat, which could lead to the entire hospital being shut down. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Firefighters are continuing to battle a big fire in southern Colorado. The Sharp Fire crossed over from Oklahoma and has burned 18,000 acres in Baca and Cimarron counties. It's burning south of the town of Campo along Highway 287. Governor Polis declared a disaster emergency Sunday. State and local firefighters are facing high winds and extremely dry conditions. The fire is only 5% contained. And this is CPR News. In Denver, more rain this evening, possibly mixed with snow, lows in the 30s, more rain for much of the week. For Grand Junction, mostly clear overnight, lows in the 30s, sunny in 60s tomorrow. It's CPR News.